Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important beginner skills in drum and bass production, creating forward motion. Forward motion is that feeling like the loop isn't just repeating, it's pulling you into the next bar. And in D&B, that comes less from adding a million notes and more from a few controllable things: micro timing, velocity and dynamics, call and response, tension and release, and automation. We're going to build a simple 16-bar loop in Ableton Live, drums, bass, and a little bit of ear candy. The goal is a rolling, jungle-leaning vibe around 174 BPM. Nothing too complicated, just the exact moves that make it feel like it's moving. All right, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create three tracks: a MIDI track for drums, a MIDI track for bass, and an audio track for ear candy or FX. Then set your loop race to 16 bars, so we're building an actual phrase, not a one-bar prison. Here is a mindset I want you to keep the whole lesson. Anchors and movers. Anchors are your kick and snare placements. They're the pillars. Movers are hats, ghost notes, percussion, FX, little automation moves. If the groove feels messy, 9 times out of 10, you accidentally moved an anchor instead of adding motion with the movers. Step 1. The two-step foundation. On your drum MIDI track, load a drum rack. Choose a short, punchy kick and a sharp snare with some body. Grab a closed hat, plus either a ride or an open hat. Optionally, pick a rim shot or a ghost snare sample and maybe a small perk. Now program a one-bar loop. Set your grid to 16th notes. Put the kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. That's the classic two-step anchor. Put the snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Those are your backbeats. Don't overthink this part. This is the It Works in a Club skeleton. Duplicate that out to fill the full 16 bars. We want the arrangement length early, because forward motion is about phrases, not just patterns. Now let's make it hit a little harder with stock devices, but keep it beginner-friendly. On the drum track, a drum bus. Bring drive up gently, somewhere around 5 to 15% to taste. Add a little boom, maybe 15 to 35%, and if it gets muddy, use the damp control to tighten it. Then add EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear rumble you don't need. If the snare sounds boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. At this stage it should sound solid, but a bit stiff. Perfect. That stiffness is exactly what we're about to fix. Step 2. Hats that pull the groove forward. D&B gets a lot of its forward motion from consistent high-frequency movement. Hats are basically your treadmill. Even when nothing else changes, hats make time feel like it's traveling. Add closed hats on every 8th note, so you've got a steady tick-tick-tick-tick across the bar. Now the big beginner mistake. Same velocity on every hat. That will sound like a typewriter. Instead, shape the velocity. Make downbeats louder and offbeats softer. For example, think something like 95, then 70, then 90, then 65, repeating. You're creating a bounce without changing the rhythm. Now let's introduce swing, but only on the hats to start. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Drag in a swing 16 groove, pick a mild one. Apply it to your hat clip. Start with timing around 20 to 35. Add a touch of random, maybe 5 to 10, and a small amount of velocity influence, like 5 to 15. Listen. The goal isn't drunk hats. The goal is that the hats stop marching and start dancing. And quick coaching note, don't commit the groove yet. Leave it flexible until you're sure you like it. Committing is great once you're done, but early on it can lock you into something you're still learning. Step 3. Ghost notes, the secret sauce. Ghost notes create roll. They imply extra hits, but they don't steal attention from the snare on 2 and 4. The trick is they have to be quiet and often slightly early. Add a ghost snare or rim hit 1/16th before your main snare. That means put a quiet hit at 1.1.4, leading into the snare at 1.2.1. Do the same idea at 1.3.4 leading into 1.4.1. Set the velocity low, like really low, somewhere around 15 to 40. If you clearly hear it as another snare, it's too mild. It should feel more like a little tug forward. Now for the push. Micro timing. Turn off the grid for a second and nudge those ghost notes slightly early. Just a tiny amount. Think minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. This is one of those moves that feels small, but it changes the energy immediately. Early ghosts create urgency. Here's a useful rule. Learn one push lane and one drag lane. For many D&B styles, hats and ghosts sit a hair early, and the bass can sit a hair late. That creates a controlled tug of war. Controlled is the key word. We're not making it sloppy. We're making it alive. Step 4. Offbeat energy with rides. opens, and air. Now add either a ride or an open hat on off beats, like 1.1.3 and 1.3.3. That's a classic placement because it feeds energy between the anchors. You don't have to run it the whole time, though. Forward motion loves evolving intensity. So think in 16 bars like this. Bars 1 to 4, keep it minimal. Just your core hats. Bars 5 to 8, add that ride or open hat layer. Bars 9 to 12, add tiny hat variations here and there. Bars 13 to 16, we'll do a small fill and some transition energy. To keep the ride or open hat clean, put an auto filter on that hat layer or on the drum track if it's all together. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 600 HC so low junk doesn't build up. Add a little saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, just to bring it forward without turning it up. Optional but powerful, to make hats feel faster, layer a super quiet noise hat. Like a tiny burst of noise, high passed hard, up around 6 to 10 kHz, tweep it barely audible. You're not trying to hear noise, you're trying to feel airspeed. Step 5. Bass rhythm that locks but rolls. Forward motion isn't just drums. Indeed NB, bass rhythm is basically a second drummer. Create a bass with operator. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. This audio version is shortened for playback.